The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at arizonalottery.com.
I think we have the faint sound of thunder in the background as the clock is ticking on Cards Camp 2012. It is the Cardinals Daily Report. It is Darren Urban. Yours truly, Paul Calvisi, on azcardinals.com. Now, just full disclosure off the top, I will not be your thunder buddy if it's interrupted here this edition, just to let you know.
I'm really, really glad to know that.
Darren, you know, you check in about 6'3", 6'4", so what are the odds you might be able to put on 150 pounds by the opener against Seattle?
If you're talking about making me an offensive lineman, I don't think that's going to work. It would probably work better with Kobe behind the camera over there.
Yeah.
But obviously they're in search of something.
Yeah.
DJ Young's going to get the start against the Titans on Thursday. DeAnthony Batiste is going to play there. He's going to start at right tackle, Batiste will, and then play some left tackle as they search. And I think there's probably a fairly good chance that the guy who's going to end up playing left tackle might not even be on this roster. I think there's a good chance they could end up signing somebody, not necessarily to start, but to take a look at them to see if they could start, because obviously with Levi Brown going down, that's a big hole to fill.
So we just started learning about DeAnthony Batiste after last week he was moved to the right tackle spot, replacing Jeremy Bridges. So now we're learning about DJ Young. What do we know about DJ Young?
Well, we know that he was on the practice squad for almost all last year, ended up on the regular roster as an inactive right at the end of the season, more because the Eagles were interested in signing him away from the practice squad, and so the Cardinals needed to either activate him to the roster or let him go. So they like his feet. They think he can be quick at left tackle, but he was definitely a developmental project. And, you know, obviously when you got a guy like Levi, who's played basically 100% of the snaps since 2008, you're not expecting to have to use him this year. So this was definitely a curveball that they're going to have to deal with.
You know, we were talking to Darren College a little bit, and he said, hey, it's a big loss. I mean, not only is Levi Brown a guy who, especially in the run game, has been, I think, a lot more solid than fans have given him credit for, that when you're on the open market looking and assessing the position this offseason, you realize, you know what, our guy is probably the best guy, hence he got the contract extension, but they had developed a chemistry. You know what the guy next to you is going to do, so that's going to be a process now, no matter who it is, with two preseason games to go, right?
Well, one of the things that throws you a little bit is, like we just talked before, they were already trying to figure out what they're going to do right tackle. I mean, Batiste has been there at right tackle for one game because Jeremy Bridges was there and they decided to make a change there. And obviously Bobby Massey isn't apparently ready yet either. So they were already trying to figure out one tackle and now they got to figure out the other one. And obviously those can be very big positions on the offensive line. And when you add in the fact that, you know, you're still trying to sort out the quarterback, there's a lot of questions going into this fourth preseason game.
We're still in evaluation mode right now at that spot. In fact, Ken Wisenhunt talking about that with the media.
You know, we're going to look at DJ there. We're going to look at DeAnthony Batiste there. And we're also going to look at opportunities that will be available through the league that will continue.
All right, that's just one of the questions leading into the Titans game on Thursday. The other one, of course, everybody now, is the quarterback question. I think with two games to go, the question is timetable. Is there one?
There still isn't one. Ken Wisenhunt made clear today that he's feeling no pressure to make a decision before that final preseason game. He doesn't know when he's going to make the decision, but a lot of people kind of assume that it would come after this Tennessee game going into that final preseason game, but he made it clear that that's not necessarily the case. Now, he could change his mind, he could do that, but, you know, the last time he had to make a decision, it didn't come until after the last preseason game. Last couple times he's made a decision, it hasn't come until right before the regular season started, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen again. I've had a couple people suggest that, you know, maybe it would happen or wouldn't happen at all before the regular season starts, just so he could kind of keep Seattle thinking.
Gamesmanship.
But I don't think he operates that way. Every other time he's had to do it, he's made sure that there was an announcement, and then you go into that first week of practice of the regular season with the clear understanding of who the guy is.
Right. And how about the rotation against the Titans? What do we know? John Skolin's going to start. Right. What else do we know?
We just know that the offensive line will start the second half, the starting offensive line. Now, whether that means Skelton plays into the second half or that just gives Cobb a chance to play with the starters a little bit more, because unlike last week against the Raiders, when the offensive line came out, he didn't want to put Skelton in anymore. He'll have a little more leeway there. So, but the offensive line will start the second half, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there.
All right. Well, here at the dining hall on campus with Cards Camp, it is all you can eat. So give it a shot. See if you can put on those 150 lbs by, you know, and who knows, maybe you'll get into the mix.
I worked so hard to get the 60 off that I did. I'm not putting on 150.
That's true. You're the wrong candidate. Yeah. All right, for Darren Urban, I'm Paul Calvisi. Yes, it's your daily report on azcardinals.com.